You're listening to SBS News.
Italy and several other countries received the first deliveries of hundreds of thousands of doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, but they're on hold and will remain in temperature-controlled storage while regulators investigate reports of very rare but potentially dangerous blood clots. Many countries have followed suit after the United States recommended a pause due to cases of six women developing rare blood clots among more than 6.8 million doses administered in the country. One of the women has died, while another is critically ill in hospital. Experts say this development could jeopardize the rollout of vaccines around the world. Dr. Anthony Fauci says this investigation should not hamper public confidence and reassured people that already got a dose that they will be okay.
So someone who maybe had it a month or two ago would say, what does this mean for me? It really doesn't mean anything. You're okay. There have been now 120 million people that have received at least one dose of a vaccine. Most of that is in the messenger RNA from Pfizer and from Moderna. There have been no red flag signals. This is a really rare event.
With two COVID-19 vaccines under global scrutiny for possible links to very rare cases of blood clots in the brain, US scientists are examining whether the specific technology behind the shots may be contributing to the risk. Amid a media storm at the White House, US President Joe Biden stressed this will not provide a setback to the country's vaccine rollout.
The message to the American people on the vaccine is, I told you all, I made sure we have 600 million doses, not of either Johnson & Johnson and or AstraZeneca. So there's enough vaccine that is basically 100% unquestionable for every single solitary American.
Coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says Johnson & Johnson vaccines make up less than 5% of the more than 190 million jabs administered to date.
We have more than enough supply of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to continue the current pace of about 3 million shots per day. And that puts us well on pace to meet the president's goal of 200 million shots by his 100th day in office.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration are investigating unusual clots that occurred 6 to 13 days after vaccination. Officials say this pause is expected to last a matter of days. All six cases were women between the ages of 18 and 48. Both the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines are based on new technology using adenoviruses, which use a modified and harmless virus as a delivery method. Vascular cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Barnes reiterated that it is normal for people to suffer side effects.
And it's probable that you might experience some muscle aches or fatigues or chills. It's sort of the typical response that we're seeing after the COVID-19 vaccine. And that's okay. That's not a sign of a clot. But if you experience some really severe headaches with vision change, maybe some severe nausea, vomiting, that happens in that 4 to 5 day, up to about a week after the vaccine, then in that really rare circumstance, that's the time to go in and get evaluated for this.
So what happens during this temporary pause? Scientists are working to find the potential mechanism that would explain the blood clots. Some say a leading hypothesis appears to be that the vaccines trigger a rare immune response that could be related to viral vectors. Researchers are analysing data from clinical trials, including Johnson & Johnson's Ebola vaccine, to look for clues. South Africa's Health Minister Zweli Mkhize called for patience after halting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the country as a precautionary measure.
I humbly call for calm and patience as we ensure that we continue to be properly guided by science in ensuring the safety of our people as we roll out the vaccine campaign.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the country welcomes the first shipment of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine later this month and will observe from a safe distance.
But obviously we're following closely developments in the United States, and we can assure everyone that Health Canada will every step of the way put the health of Canadians first and foremost in any decisions we make around distributing vaccines.
The president of the Italian Red Cross says the organization is monitoring the situation with concern as it plans to give the Johnson & Johnson jab to the Lazio and Roman prison population soon. British professor Robert Reed says these are rare blood clots associated with a drop in the platelet count and are very different to common types of blood clots.
Johnson & Johnson vaccine has something in common with the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is that it has, it's what's called a viral vector vaccine, in which there is an adenovirus in the mix. This side effect of these vaccines is not the same that the general as the sort of blood clots that the general public are well accustomed to. It's a completely different phenomenon.
Germany's health ministry says it takes these warnings very seriously, but there were no immediate plans to disrupt Germany's vaccination timetable. It comes as Chancellor Angela Merkel updated Germany's national coronavirus response, implementing clearer rules for 16 states, such as night curfews in all regions with high case numbers and limits on personal contacts.
Die bundeseinheitlich geltende Notbremse ist überfällig.
The uniform nationwide emergency brake is overdue because even though it's difficult to hear this again, the situation is serious and all of us have to take it seriously. The third wave of the pandemic holds our country firmly in its grip. The number of intensive care unit beds are taken. We cannot leave the doctors and nurses alone with this Herculean task, who for over a year now have given their utmost to fight the first, second, and now third waves. We have to help them. They need us.
Elsewhere, France has suspended all flights from Brazil due to fears of the spread of a highly contagious coronavirus variant. India's richest state, Maharashtra, will be under lockdown for the next 15 days as health officials renewed their appeals for citizens to wear masks. And several Muslim-majority countries have announced curbs for the holy month of Ramadan, which is being marked under the shadow of the pandemic for the second year in a row. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.